SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Julian Assange's wife Stella says his guilty plea has serious implications for journalistic freedom. The Greens and the Coalition team up to delay the government's bill to rent scheme. And in basketball, Larry Kesselman hopes to revitalise the women's game with his acquisition of the WNBL. Good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. The wife of Julian Assange says the espionage charge levelled against him by the US government was a charge criminalising journalism itself. The WikiLeaks founder has returned to Australia after a 14-year legal saga following sentencing on a single charge of breaching the US Espionage Act for releasing classified documents. Mr. Assange pleaded guilty in a federal court on the US territory of Saipan and received a sentence for time already spent in prison before flying home to reunite with his family. Stella Assange, who married him in a ceremony in London's Belmarsh prison in 2022, said his case has serious implications for journalistic freedom.
If Julian pleaded guilty in a federal court in Saipan, it's because he was pleading guilty to committing journalism. This case criminalises journalistic activity, standard journalistic activity of news gathering and publishing. And so this is the reality of this prosecution. The case should never have been brought, but the important thing is that Julian is free.
The scheme designed to entice property investors to drop rents has been delayed after an unlikely team-up between the Greens and the Coalition. The opposition and the Greens joined forces to send the government's proposed laws to a Senate inquiry, which won't report back until the 4th of September. The build-to-rent scheme would give investors extra tax incentives in a bid to build 150,000 extra rental homes, including 10% rented out at least less than 75% of market rent. But Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg said the scheme would give foreign investors a disproportionate role in the property market. Greens housing spokesman Max Chandler-Mather says it would give tax payouts to investors while 75% of the market remains unaffordable to renters.
Now they've decided they're going to bowl up bills that tinker around the edges or make the housing crisis worse and then declare it's their way or the highway. Well, their way is more renters evicted because they can't afford the rent. Their way is more first home buyers giving up on ever being able to afford a home. Their way is more people waiting for public housing as the government continues to chronically underfund investment in public housing.
A man has been arrested after a woman's body was found at a Sydney home following reports of a domestic violence incident. Police were called to the property in Russell Lee in Sydney's Inner West, where they found the woman, believed to be in her 50s. Investigators say the pair were known to each other. An Indigenous-led campaign is touring the country to help fight high suicide rates in remote and regional areas by strengthening intergenerational connections. Stronger Together is run by mental health organisation RUOK, which encourages Australians to start frank conversations with each other about mental health. Indigenous man Stephen Sutter is Stronger Together campaign manager and says Indigenous people in remote and regional areas experience the highest rates of suicide. Mr. Sutter told NITV there is a range of ways the conversation can move forward, which is so far travel to areas around Perth, Broome, Darwin, and encourages connection.
Getting yarning circles happening, also encouraging young people to teach old people technology, like really simple things that foster connection. And when you create those positive environments, that's where we're going to start to see, you know, the deeper rapport building and really the listening to the wisdom that our old people have to offer.
And if you or someone you know needs crisis support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In basketball, mogul Larry Kesselman is hoping to revitalise the WNBL, as he did it with the NBL after Basketball Australia sold the league to a consortium he co-runs. The sale was announced on Thursday after months of speculation and means the NBL will take over operation of the Women's League from April 2025. A telco entrepreneur, Mr. Kesselman, bought the NBL in 2015 and has revitalised the league, which welcomed 1 million fans to games last season for the first time since 1996. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something. And to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.